Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, going to join us in about 20 minutes. Get you ready for the wild card weekend playoffs in the NFL. He'll be with us throughout the NFL playoffs. So we'll continue talking to Mark Schlereth for a few more weeks. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple minutes.
Trae Young's been ruled out.
Trae Young?
Mike kind of just tweeted that out. So, yeah.
Called it.
Yeah, you called it. And this, another thing, I mean, you were mentioning it. We were talking about it. I didn't know that Mark Cuban is an Indiana booster.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a... Nice to have that. Nice to be winning.
Yeah, he's got a couple
bucks. Give up that money.
Nice. Yeah, it's funny because he's been an Indiana grad
for a long time.
And hadn't been given, I don't know, maybe was given whatever, but yeah. Now it sounds like, you know, that's the funny thing about winning.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, here you go. How many commas you need?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here you go.
How many commas do you need?
I'm on these media lists for, you know, all these different emails that you get.
How do you get on that thing? Because I'm about tired of them folks.
What I want to know is how to get off of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I got
like,
on
it. Like, for some reason, I don't know how I did it and how I got out of our group text, but it was cool. I didn't really matter. But, like, I really didn't know that I eliminated myself from our group chat because I don't know how to do it.
I don't know either, but yeah. You did it a bunch of times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, you know, I don't know how
you
to
said,
do it.
Said, Randy has left the chat. I was like, we get it. Randy's left the chat. Yeah,
I don't know how to do all that
I think
stuff.
It was your iPhone glitching.
It could be it. It could be. It's kind of it's old and everything, but, yeah, I need to get out of some other conversations and stuff too. But, yeah, I need to know how to get off of a mass email list.
No, me too.
All right, that's why I don't check that damn thing.
No, it's
because
not,
it's like –
it's not great.
Like, I don't know you, so why would you want me to – do that.
Or I don't know what you're talking about, and we're definitely not going to have that guy on our
show. No, I'm not going to have him on the show. What the, like, that's the
local plantar fasciitis expert has written a book on plantar fasciitis.
Do you want him on
Would
your
you
show?
Like to interview him on
no.
your radio show? Actually, yes.
No.
Let's do it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, like...
But anyway, the point of that was the Peach Bowl people emailed me because they announced their honorary captains for the game, mm-hmm. and Jonathan Stewart is going to be the Oregon captain,
okay.
and Kyle Schwarber is going to be the captain for Indiana.
Nice!
Because the game's here, obviously.
Nice, Peach Bowl, and as we get closer to the game, is tomorrow, I mean, on Friday, I'm sure there's a lot of orange walking around. Oregon.
A little orange?
Yeah, look, I said green, didn't I?
Oh, you said orange.
I thought I said green.
But, yeah, whatever. They have that color, too.
Yeah.
Every color is their color.
A lot of green walking around.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yep. That'll be good.
There's a flag out because people. They, I mean,
you know, we have a Boston University hockey flag out right now because football season's over for us.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, is it because the football's over? Y'all just got to have a flag up.
Yeah, we want a flag flying.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to get one up there.
Okay, I was just curious because I was like, I know both of y'all went to Boston University. Mm-hmm. Are they in the Final Four again?
No, it's just regular season hockey.
Oh, okay.
They've been a little disappointing this year. They were preseason number two, and now they're like 19th or something.
Yeah,
so, yeah, young team, you know, coming along.
Yeah.
They were in the final last year. So
yeah,
I remember that.
I remember that.
But, yeah, we'll rock the Boston University hockey flag until the Masters, and then the Masters flag will come out, and then the Braves flag will be after that, and then we'll ride the Braves flag back to football season.
Okay, nice. Okay, I got you. Now we got all the flag stuff down. Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
It is. It's really cool.
Yeah, man. It's really, really cool.
Nothing cooler than my flag updates. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
The quarterback situation there scares me to death because is the young one they drafted ever going to be healthy, and is the old one just at some point going to get too old?
I guess if you're Stefanski, at some point we kept linking Kirk Cousins to the Cleveland Browns while he was there because of their time in Minnesota. So maybe he looks at that and say, hey, maybe not for the future, but at least for a year I have Kirk Cousins. Stefanski had success in Cleveland. I think the coach of the years, we kind of blow it up and wasn't really successful down the stretch.
With Flacco, too. Yeah. I mean, he's
and the young one down there isn't that young either, so I'm not sure that it's very optimistic situation in Atlanta. I think at least if he considers if the Giants give him a chance, he has an opportunity of a young quarterback with lower expectations, I think, with more of a chance to grow. So I think you get to Atlanta, they're expecting something pretty soon, especially the way they turn that defense around.
All right, so that's a whole bunch of guys on Get Up talking about the Falcons situation, and they're right. Like, if Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris got fired because they messed up the quarterback situation, then the quarterback situation is messed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I know there's a lot of other stuff on the roster that's good, and for sure. Like, I'm not telling anybody not to try to talk themselves into this being a really good landing spot. It may very well be, but, like, you can't win in the NFL if your quarterback situation isn't good.
No,
and the reason they just fired everybody is because the quarterback situation isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ultimate thing. I think, you know, you look at a lot of comparisons of what the Falcons are and everybody's laying up. I mean, it's the best job of as Steve Weiss was talking about it, and a lot of it's because of some of the parts. But then you're in the NFC South, and then, you know, it's easier division to win.
Which isn't really a compliment.
It's not a compliment.
Because but that's been true, but, and you haven't won it.
Yeah, exactly. But you still don't have the one thing you need to win it. You don't have a freaking quarterback. It all boils down to the quarterback position. Yes, you got to have a good head coach and all those different things. You got to have guys that get the parts and the leadership and the vision. And all that is great, Andy, and because it's true. But it don't mean a daggone thing if you don't have a damn quarterback. It just doesn't. It's that simple. All right? It's that simple, but it's hard. It's hard to find one of those guys.
Right.
And so, you know, you're going to hear it. Yes. Would I like John Harbaugh to be the head coach here for the Atlanta Falcons? Yes. Do I think that John Harbaugh will be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons? No, I don't.
Yeah,
I'd because be I don't think that they have the plan that they are that they're trying to sell to us. Matt Ryan, president, blah, 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 final say over everything. John Harbaugh is not coming somewhere where he has to communicate to somebody to talk to Arthur Blank, meaning he ain't letting somebody tell him, unless it's Arthur Blank, was final. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't, if they're going to go with this structure, then I just don't see him being here as a head coach.
I will say, if they do hire John Harbaugh, that would be the most clear indicator that we've had from all of this stuff that the front office structure of the Falcons is different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If Harbaugh actually takes this job, then every sort of step, all the over-governed process, power structure nonsense that's been there isn't there anymore.
Nope.
Because he wouldn't take it otherwise.
Nope.
Like, he doesn't want to have to answer to a bunch of different people. No. He wants to make decisions. He wants to make decisions.
Obviously, he's the president and everybody's all going. I mean, everybody's in place and all those different things. But the vision is not of somebody else. The vision is him.
Yeah, but I also don't. I think that's probably going to be part of it. But I also think, like, we don't know what other jobs are going to come open.
Yeah.
Like, there might be, from the reports, there are teams that have coaches that are interested in John Harbaugh.
Yes.
That would move on from their coach if they could get John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the first one that kind of pops up that reminds me, not exactly, but a little bit of the last cycle of, like, you knew Jim Harbaugh was going to the Chargers.
Yes.
Because he wanted to work with Herbert.
Yeah, and he came and interviewed for the Falcons and all that stuff. But he wasn't coming here.
He wasn't coming here because the quarterback situation
wasn't good.
Yes, he's
not coming here.
So I do think that is going to be a big factor in who they end up getting is, like, you're not going to be able to sell somebody on what it is.
Right.
Like, they're going to have to be like, all right, I think I can make it work. Or, I don't know, we'll see. Give me a little leeway. Like, we'll see with him.
Right.
I don't know. But if not, you got to let me draft a guy the next year.
Yeah.
Or whatever the plan would be.
Yeah.
But, like, that, again, like, they're just not going to be out of this until they're out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Until you get a quarterback, it don't matter the hire and all those other things, man. Until you get that position right in the National Football League, it's just going to be what it is. But I think John Harbaugh is a hell of a football coach. I think that he is a guy who knows how to build a football team. He knows how to hire assistants, and he knows how to get the best out of his players. I mean, you know, and he's gone with the times of football from, you know, being a all-defensive team like he was when he first got the job, having three damn Hall of Famers on his defense because Sizzle's going to get in eventually, to then you go running the football and those things like that. Then you get to this kid named Lamar Jackson who has a specific skill set that you embrace and that you go in and you find the right guys for him to run this, you know, and he wins, well, should have been three-time MVP, but he was second team. He was second. I mean, he was runner-up twice. So, I mean, this dude has taken himself to another level and all those things. So the man knows what he's doing.
He does. You know what he's always had, though?
Yeah.
Good quarterback.
He's always a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Because even Joe Flacco was good.
Dude, Flacco was really good.
Until he wasn't.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, until he wasn't. And so, yeah, he knows what it takes to get it done. I would love, again, I want to say, I would love for him to be the Atlanta Falcons head coach.
Yeah.
I would love it. I just don't know what the structure that they're trying to sell, if you will.
Yeah, because, again, we don't even really know what the structure is.
Right.
That's the thing. That's the hard part.
Well, I mean, we do. He told us. Whoever the president is, the head coach and general manager will answer to him. He has final say. And that goes back to everything I say. Final say on what?
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, we don't know.
Yeah.
I have to assume we won't be there because we're going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We will play you the Arthur Blank press conference live tomorrow, right around 11:20 or so. Arthur Blank's going to meet with the media. I would assume Joe Patrick will be there. He asks good questions. He'll ask him that.
Yeah.
Or somebody will.
Somebody will ask him.
Who's answering to who? What's the thing? President of football operations. Who's it going to be? Can't tell us. Okay. Well, whoever it is, who answers to him? Does he get to hire the GM? And then they hire the coach? What if the coach wants to bring his own GM?
Yeah.
What if it's John Harbaugh? What do you think about that?
But John's going to want to bring his own guy.
How do you feel about this? Every question is going to be answered tomorrow. Well, my bad. Every question is going to be asked tomorrow. Will they be answered? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. I. You know what? I don't know.
Well, I do know. They won't all be answered.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be asked.
They'll be asked. We're pretty sure about that. But I think, you know, like, is he going to, and I'm talking about Arthur Blank because he's obviously going to be answering the questions. What is he going to give you? Is he going to give you the president thing, where he got this idea from? We know where he got it from, but meaning, like, how pressed are you to get it done? What are about, you know, like, I want to know what this president has a final say over. That's the only thing I want to know. All right, if you're telling me he has a final say over 53 and who,
well, then make him the GM.
They make exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Make him the GM.
Yeah, so that's all I want. That's pretty much the only thing. I know Joe out there listening.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, look, Joe's got a list of questions written.
Yeah.
You know, he's ready.
Yeah, Joe's ready. Joe's going to wear his good tie, too.
Ready to come with the heat.
Yeah, he's going to wear his good tie tomorrow.
Who do you think's up there? We know Arthur Blank will be up there.
I think his son and Beatles will be up there.
Okay, and Beatles?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think they'll all be sitting there.
That's probably good. That'd probably be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, who else? There isn't anybody else.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nobody else is there.
Because last time they did this, which unfortunately was 2 years ago.
What happened?
Terry Fontenot wasn't there. Remember? Yes. Now he won't be there tomorrow either, unless he's working for Fox asking questions, but that'd be pretty weird. But yeah, that was awkward. Why isn't Fontenot here?
Well, he's tending to some other stuff.
Flowery Branch.
He's talking to people. He's tending to some other stuff.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, anywho, hopefully we get some answers tomorrow, and then we'll know. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. He'll give us some answers on stuff we ask him about the NFL playoffs. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Obviously, we'll ask him about the Falcons' job openings as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, hell yeah. This is stink right here. This is them all.
Yeah, it sounds
day.
Pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open. Mark Schlereth, our Odyssey NFL insider, joins us on Wednesdays at this time. Talk NFL football ahead of the playoffs this weekend. He's also the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing great. Good. We'll get to the playoff games and all that fun stuff. We wish we were a part of it. Unfortunately, we are not. The Falcons got rid of everybody on Sunday, and now they're in the search again. Let me start here. If Matt Ryan gets hired as the president of football operations of the Falcons, which seems like is going to happen, how does that impact how candidates might view this job?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you'd always want, I think there's always a value in having a guy that's had success, having a guy that, you know, has stayed connected within your organization, right? And so I think that's always valuable. I think that stuff is you know, incredible. And so I think that's always something that you want in regards to putting your team together and as many people and voices as you can have within an organization to say, hey, man, we need to look at all aspects of our organization. I think it's important. I think it's important to have those voices, and especially having voices that can argue and that can, you know, that can respectfully disagree and you know, point out the good and the bad stuff. And so I think that stuff is important. Again, how is he involved in the searches? You know, how much weight does he have as far as picking a general manager, as far as picking a coach, all those things. I have no idea how that's going to work out, but I think it's always good to have people that are smart and that have had success and that kind of have a philosophy. I think those guys are important to have in your organization.
What do you think about the whole Harbaugh thing as far as how it went down? And, I mean, obviously the people are assuming that he's going to be the top candidate that everybody wants and things like that. But is it a point where wherever he goes, he wants the total, he wants to be the voice of the organization outside the owner?
Yeah, I don't – like, John, it feels like kind of where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Like, it feels like to me that there was a disconnect or something that went down between he and Lamar as far as the way they were running that offense. And eventually, you know, after 18 seasons, 18 incredible seasons where they averaged 10 wins a year, that it got to that point. And – you know, and whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire usually. And so I feel like that's kind of what went down with Harbaugh. And you know, and I can understand that. Like, if you're Lamar and you're saying, hey, man, I'm aging now and I've been hurt this year and I want an offense that is more of a drop back. I don't want to have to run. I don't want to have to do all these other things. And if John's saying, well, that's what you know, what you're best at, and that's the way we've structured our offense, you know, then ownership gets involved and just says, hey, man, we're going to side with the player because we got a two-time MVP here. I can see that, you know, I can see that kind of that scenario is what went down. But listen, I think Harbaugh is one of those guys. I think he's a really good coach. I think he's incredibly authentic in what he does and who he is. And I think that's the reason he stuck around for 18 years. Like, one thing about players, like, let's face it, none of us are, you know, book smart, probably. Like, very few of us really. Like, I'm a general studies degree from the University of Idaho, right? My knowledge is an inch deep and a mile wide. No specific questions, and I can probably answer them. I study generally. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is most of us aren't that, you know, educated from that standpoint. But most of us, almost all of us, have some really good horse sense about us. And we know when a guy's full of crap, and you don't last for 18 years if you're not authentic, if you can't build relationships. And I know John is demanding, man. I know he can grind on you. But it says something about who he is. So I do think that he'll be a guy that I think there'll be 5 job offers for him. And he's going to have the pick of the litter.
With the wild card round this weekend, we've got 2 games on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, 1 on Monday night between the Texans and the Steelers. I mean, we're going to watch all of them, obviously. We're all diehard football fans. But which of those games are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I think if I look at the AFC in general, the Bills at Jacksonville, I think you can make a compelling argument. Jacksonville's playing better football than anybody else going to the playoffs right now, other than maybe Seattle. And so, at least in the AFC, and I think that this, you know, everybody talks about the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, and hey, finally Josh Allen's going to hit a playoff where he doesn't have to get through and Lamar Jackson, and this is, you know, the Buffalo Bills' year. And I think I can make a very compelling argument that this is the worst team he's taken to the playoffs. I think this is the worst Buffalo Bills team that he has had in playoff. And so, you know, that's a fascinating matchup to me because I think the Jags are playing better than anybody else in the AFC right now. And I think the last 4 or 5 weeks they've beaten their opponents by a combined score like a 19 points per game. And then I think it really comes down to Buffalo going, hey, Josh, go win this for us. You know, be super. So I think that's a really compelling matchup. I think the one team in the AFC that nobody truly wants to see is the Houston Texans. Yep. That defense is legit, and they're frightening. So I think that's a team that people are probably very weary of, the defensive side of the ball. So I think there's a lot of really cool stuff going on when it comes to playoffs.
Mark, earlier today we were talking about the playoffs, and I honestly said I don't ever remember not having an inkling or a feel for who can win this thing because of, you know, the name, the quarterback names that, you know, that are as big as anybody in the league. They're not in it outside of Josh Allen, of course. Where are you leaning at? And don't be no homer right now. But, I mean, where are you leaning as far as who do you think has a chance to come out?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of being a homer, like, you know, I know the Broncos are the number one seed in the AFC, but, man, I have so much trepidation about the way they play. Like, you can't come back, you know, you can't play every one-score game and be behind in almost every game. Now, I'll give you this. Dan Orlovsky told me this today. The Broncos, when trailing, Bo Nix has the best touchdown-interception ratio in the National Football League at the quarterback position and the best QBR. Now, I don't know what the QBR is. I have no idea how to calculate it. Right. I don't know what it means.
General studies,
I just know that you're number one in that stat, whatever it is, over all the other quarterbacks. So it's got to mean something. But the bottom line, you get in the playoffs, you can't play every game from behind. You can't come back in every fourth quarter. Like, it's just not sustainable. And, man, they make, you know, as many as Pro Football Focus, you know, and I know some of the guys that are great in Pro Football Focus are driving Uber on the side.
Exactly.
And, you know, when they're between rides, they're grading game film. So they got the O-line to the Broncos. Man, they make more mistakes. They have more busted assignments. They were awful, and I mean awful, in that game against the Chargers. So I've got a lot of fear there, a lot of trepidation about them. I think Jacksonville's playing the best in the AFC. And then even though Seattle is, to me, playing the best football in the NFC, the Rams are the team. If they're healthy, if they get their O-line back healthy, Adams comes back healthy with Matthew Stafford, I think they're definitely going to be the team that represents the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Mark Schlereth joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. He's our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Who do you think is going to get – I mean, there's a lot of really impressive coaching jobs done in the NFL this year, either guys dealing with a lot of injuries or young coaches that people didn't know what to expect from, like Jacksonville having the season they have. Which coach do you think wins Coach of the Year?
Man, I think it's like you said, it's unbelievable what Shanahan's done with all the injuries that Shanahan has had and multiple quarterbacks playing for Shanahan. That's incredible. But come on, like what's going on with Liam Cohen in Jacksonville, and you know, just the way that Trevor Lawrence has started to play, the way they put that team together. Liam being salty, you know, and you know, like when Sean Payton said, "Hey man, it's a small market team," and he's like, "Small market that," you know. I think it'd be hard not to vote for Liam Cohen, and just the history of the Jacksonville Jaguars and going out and winning that division is big time. So, but there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of candidates in that category that are worthy for sure.
I was wondering, because we were just talking about the John Elway documentary and the Idaho, because you were talking about you from went to school in Idaho and all those different things. You got a house on that lake like John Elway?
No, I don't got that kind of money, man. I don't like that's a high rent district, and I know so many people that, you know, so many coaches. I mean, Sean Payton has a pap. That place is like an NFL gathering place.
What?
In the 6 weeks that the NFL has off, you know, after mini camp and all those OTAs.
Yeah.
Like that place is a who's who of NFL coaches. I bet you there are a dozen coaches that have like houses, lake house. They're not cabins. They're freaking palatial estates on Lake Coeur d'Alene.
It's Coeur d'Alene.
I guarantee you, it's right. Crazy.
Looked really nice.
It was nice.
Looked really nice.
Yeah, it was.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mark.
All right, guys, take care.
Mark Schlereth there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Well, yeah, man, it's
Yeah, I can see that. Nice. Just like all these lakes right here got all SEC coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick bought a plot, then told everybody about one, and everybody bought it.
Yeah,
up house.
At like Lake Burton, right, yeah, or Raven, yeah, or something, yeah, like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice up there. Yeah, man, lakefront property.
Yeah, I mean, stuff. It's good stuff, man, if good you got stuff. It.
If you got it.
Good stuff, you got
By
it.
By the way, nothing wrong with driving Uber to make ends meet, all right? You got to get a little couple extra bucks.
I don't think he was saying like that.
I don't know what he was saying.
I assume
we got people
like
out there listening to driving Ubers.
No, he wasn't talking about
no disrespect.
He was talking about the pre-FF dorks.
I know he was.
Yes.
I know he
was. Yeah, I don't want to, because I don't want to, you know,
I just
how
need
how
to
I feel about
make
Uber
the
drivers.
Distinction.
Yeah, I love, you know, I love me some Uber drivers.
Yeah, no, I want to just make fun of those folks. Yeah. Those are good people out
They're
there driving.
Awesome people.
Trying to be replaced by robots. Damn, Waymo almost ran into me this morning.
I'm going to take one of them out, dog.
I flip them off.
I'm going to take one of them out.
Every single one of them, I flip them off.
I'm going to take one of them out, man. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
I got to find out what my premium is if I get hit by a rope. Yeah.
There was a, I won't say what company, but there was a delivery driver coming out of a, like a housing development close to our house yesterday. We were walking the dog, and he came out there quick. And I was like, I mean, I don't want to get hit by a truck.
Yeah, but.
But it was nice. Probably get rid of the student loans. Yeah. You know? I thought about slowing down and taking one for the team. That would, by the way, Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. You can also listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on the Odyssey app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. All right, AMA is next. 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA. Ask me anything to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Final hour of the show also brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
There's some funniness. There's some funniness in the air, Andy.
Doing a little investigating,
yeah,
are we?
Yeah, man, a little funniness. I mean, obviously, we Trae Young is
that,
not.
I'm using that new deodorant, Bogot.
Trae Young is not going to play.
Oh, that.
Yeah, he's not going to play. And it's an odd thing because the Washington, I was about to call them the Bullets, the Wizards, or whatever the hell their name
Wouldn't it be better if they were the Bullets?
Yeah. Somehow, they say, so C.J. McCollum, who's been rumored to be in the trade because of the salary dump and prior contract.
Has been unusually healthy this year.
All year.
Yeah.
Hasn't
been dealing with anything.
All year, Andy.
A guy who's had a few bumps and bruises throughout his career.
But not now.
Yeah, just really healthy season so far.
He's not playing tonight.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Did he get scratched tonight?
Yeah.
Did he get banged up last night?
Maybe. You know, how physical the NBA is now.
Ooh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, we know how physical the NBA is now.
38 minutes last night, that's a gauntlet.
Yeah, man.
Scratched, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm. You want to know his injury?
I do.
Right quad soreness. What's Trey's injury again, Abe?
Right quad.
Right quad.
Ah.
Right. Contusion.
Yeah.
Well, good. So they already got a doctor who knows how to deal with that.
Yeah.
It's an easy swap.
This dude going to be traded for the weekend.
Yeah, seems like that may happen. These are how things tend to work, right? Healthy scratch because they can't do that in the NBA anymore. But yeah, that was always the rumor too because CJ's money kind of works.
So let's go over this just as much as we know.
Okay.
When's the perfect time to news dump it? Is it during the Peach Bowl?
Probably.
Like here in Atlanta?
Oh.
I got a watch party that night. The Hawks will be playing, so maybe not during the Hawks game.
Yeah, probably not during the game on Friday, but they don't play Thursday.
So
right? They
during,
play tonight.
So during
tomorrow,
the Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon, evening. Also, Arthur Blank has a press conference tomorrow where he's going to talk about the future of the Atlanta Falcons. So that'd be a good day to maybe later on in the day do something like that as well. So maybe tomorrow.
I mean, does it have to be dumped, like news dump wise?
Well,
or is it?
You also got to think like the Wizards are a part of it too. So they might not.
Yeah.
They might not be on board with your calendar.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Dan Quinn hires an OC and they'll dump it during that time.
Something has to happen in D.C.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the latest as far as the Trey rumors go. Seems like that may happen imminently. All right. We'll get to the callers here. Lonnie is in Jackson. Hey, Lonnie.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So, with our coaching staff being gone, you know, our defense being primarily what we lean on this year, y'all see them taking a step back next year, or should we still take a step forward with what we still got?
Thank you, Lonnie.
I see what?
I mean, will the Falcons take a step forward next year? It's so hard to know this early in the offseason.
Yeah, man. Lonnie, they just finished up the season. It ain't been a week.
But I do think that, like, a step forward would just be 9-8, right? I think they could do that.
Can they?
They go 9-8.
I don't know.
They went 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. Maybe they have to go 8-9 three times before they can go 9-8.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I don't know who the coach could be. Who's the quarterback going to be?
Don't know who the GM's going to be.
I don't know the president.
I love it, Lonnie. I love that you're there. Yeah. Lonnie's there.
Lonnie's there.
Ronnie's,
it, ain't
Lonnie's,
even, it ain't even been a week.
He turned not the page. He turned the chapter.
Yeah, it ain't been a week.
We don't know who the coach, the general manager, the president, or the quarterback is. So it's hard for me to say. They'll take a step, but I hope they do.
What's a step? Is it one more win?
I think a step is the playoffs, right?
Oh,
that's a step, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, if they had one more win, they would be the NFC South champions.
They didn't even need one more win. Yeah. They just had to beat somebody different. They just had to beat the Panthers instead of somebody else. They could have won the same amount of games that they won.
Yeah.
They just needed to beat different people.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So the step next year is beating the right people. Yeah. All right.
Unbelievable.
Steve is incoming. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I have one question, and then I have a draft and trade proposal.
Okay.
The first question, I don't know if this is ever asked you guys. The wonderful ladies' voices at the introduction of the show. Uh-huh. Is that actually your mothers, or are they actors?
It really is. Those are our moms, yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. I really didn't know. I didn't know that ever been asked.
Sure, yep. Those are our moms, yep.
Okay. Draft proposal, late round draft. Oh, I forget his first name. We need a center. Bobo's son at center.
It's coming out.
No. Is he? I thought he was coming out.
I don't think so.
No, okay. No, Drew's going back.
I think Drew Bobo's going back to Georgia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'd be shocked
Drew's
if he
going back.
Yes.
Okay, trade proposal. And Randy, I'm sorry, but trade proposal.
Okay.
And realizing they're both injured, Michael Penix straight up for Brock Bowers.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, you know what, Steve? obviously. But why would the Raiders trade Brock Bowers?
They would not do that.
Come on, Steve.
But if they would do it.
Hell yeah, they would do it. You do it.
Do it.
Why would you?
Then you can move on from.
Brock Bowers is the best player on their team.
Yeah.
Steve said, "Is that real, our mom?" Not the fact that they both said, "My baby boy." And my
son. I never even considered the possibility that it could be actors. It'd be really funny if it was.
You know how mad my mother would be.
Oh, I know.
If I had somebody come here as my baby boy and it wasn't her. Like, Andrew would be damn furious.
Yeah,
I know this show screams budget for voiceover actors, but that was
that's
them,
pretty
yeah. Nah, we had to skimp and ask our actual moms to do it. Although, like, at different times, our moms have, like, made demands because they're such a big part of the show.
Yeah.
They're like, all right, now that you guys are having some success, I need a segment.
Yeah, man. Y'all sit tight. Y'all just, you know.
Just wait.
Yeah.
And by the this year, they cut our mom's parts in half.
Yeah, man.
Because the thing
the
used to be
clock.
A little longer.
The clock.
Yeah, to get that. Well, it's worked, though, I will say. Like, I don't know if that's the reason why everything has skyrocketed, but maybe it was. Our moms were talking too long at the beginning of the show, holding us back.
Okay.
They cut them, and now we're number one.
Got some new stuff about your Washington Huskies.
Okay.
So,
go for it.
Okay, the two key items in Damon Williams' signed Washington contract. As he attempts to enter the transfer portal, Washington continues to pursue legal action to enforce the contract per ESPN source. Number one, the buyout in the contract reads, the cost of the buyout is in the sole discretion of Washington.
Oh, God.
Yes.
So they just get to choose?
Yeah. the contract specifically states that the institution is not obligated to enter the student athlete into the transfer portal or otherwise assist in the facilitate of it. So they don't have to do nothing.
Right, because that's the thing. Yeah. Like, in order to go into the transfer portal, the school has to grant you a release.
Yes.
So if Washington wants to be really, really petty.
Yes.
Which it's, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like they do.
Yes.
Like, it sounds like Washington and the Big Ten, too. Like,
yes.
The Big Ten.
The Big Ten.
Because it sounds like he's going to an SEC school.
Yes.
It sounds like the Big Ten and Washington are going to team up and do something really gross.
Yeah, man.
Now, what he did is also gross, but whatever. Like, I don't know that two wrongs make a right or whatever. But, yeah, I get the feeling this is going to be a story for a while.
It's going to be nasty.
I don't... I don't know. I don't think that's good. That's crazy, though, that they get to make up their own buyout.
Yep.
All right,
you think,
LSU.
You think LSU will pay it?
How much you got?
Yeah.
Who's your billionaire down there, Bo?
Yeah.
We got a few of them. The owner of Canes, for one thing.
All right. Send us some chicken.
I think he's probably got checks with Lane's name all over him, though.
Yeah, I know. You're paying Lane all that money, and DeMond's getting six from the report. That's crazy. All right, we want... $30 million for Damon Williams.
Better hit up the Smoothie King owner is down there.
Is he one of the guys, too?
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's
unbelievable.
I don't like the story very
much. Unbelievable.
Jordan is in Fairburn. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I have to start my call off every time I call you. You guys got the best sports talk show on the radio all day.
Thank you, Jordan.
Other shows are so depressing. But one thing I want to say.
Jordan, did we tell you this last time?
I know. I
we told you this last time.
I, especially. I'm sorry that I take that back. But look, I wanted to say, I told myself not to say that. But anyway, I want to say that.
It was there for
I hope that the restructuring of Kirk Cousins' deal is going to let him move on. Because that's what we need to start at. We don't need to have that, which was a problem, I think, over the last 2 years. Because he hasn't played good in relief. Mm-hmm. But, man, I apologize. I won't do that again.
Yes, okay. You will.
Again,
it's okay,
you guys got will. The best show.
It's okay, Dad. I appreciate the compliment.
Hey, yeah, you will.
What I'll do is you'll be the only show I continue to listen to, so I won't have no reason to say it. But I love you guys. Keep it up.
Right, I love man. You too, Jordan.
Appreciate
thank
it,
you.
Dog.
That's what the deal is. Kirk Cousins' contract restructure gives the Falcons some cap flexibility to re-sign guys now that are still under contract or extend guys now that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do because of the money being what it is.
So I would think somebody like Drake or Bijan would get a contract extension.
Exactly. Somebody like that.
Yeah.
And then Kirk Cousins will likely be cut when the league year begins, but as a post-June 1 distinction, so then they can split the money between 2 years and move on. Paul is in College Park. Hey, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. I seen on the news this morning that Mississippi case, you know, the mishandling of the funds. Is Brett Favre still in that case?
What?
It's a good question.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I didn't see. I didn't watch the news this morning, unfortunately. But I don't know. I don't know if that got settled or not.
I don't know.
When Favre got them to give money to build a volleyball thing.
Yeah, he stole money from Popo.
Yeah, stole money from people that needed
it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so he could build a volleyball thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't let that go. Thank you, Paul. Don't let that story die. Because people will forget stuff, you know. It's like, boy, look at Favre. He sure loved the game.
Yeah, he did.
Played with the passion of a child.
Just look at him.
Yeah, he stole money from poor people.
Yeah,
not very nice.
Damn, thief.
All right, Phillip's in Atlanta. Hey, Phillip.
Y'all see the
hey, what's up, guys?
Y'all see the news about the Mississippi.
Thanks for calling.
Y'all are the best, man. But for real, I was thinking, wouldn't this be a crazy situation if next year, wherever Kirk Cousins ends up, and then whenever Penix gets healthy, if we somehow match up on the schedule to play each other head to head, wouldn't that be just a crazy?
Doesn't that feel almost guaranteed?
It seems like Falcon luck. Yes.
Falcon luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Falcon luck. Falcon
it just
luck.
Seems
yeah.
like it'd be.
Ooh, you just made up a new phrase.
Yeah. What?
Randy just made up a new phrase. Falcon luck. Oh
Falcon
no.
Falcon luck. He'll miss his kick.
Yeah. Because remember, we called it because we've been pretty tuned into Falcon luck for a while.
Yes.
We called the Desmond Ridder starting for the Raiders thing months before happened.
We did.
And then we were in Vegas for it. Which
yes, we called that. We called the damn Marcus Mariota. We were wide awake on that one.
Oh, yeah. We weren't sleeping on Marcus.
We weren't sleeping on Marcus. God. Dog.
To be fair, I think we handled the Kirk Cousins thing pretty accurately, too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, no. Nobody on this show is calling him Kirko Chains.
Yeah, like,
tell you that.
I was like, okay.
Swag surf your way out of here.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I would love that. And I hope, obviously, I think we all hope, Penix dices them up and they beat them. But
that would
be Falcon luck changing.
Yeah, man. But I mean, yeah, Falcon luck. Yeah, they'll play him.
Yeah. All right. Tim and Cumming. Did we do that? Tim and Cumming. Okay. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Tim.
Are you guys able to hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Tim. What's up?
So I have two questions, right, and then I'll hang up. One, with the open NFL coaching position, would you rank them 1 through 6, I think it is, or is it 1 through 7?
Seven.
Being one?
Yeah.
And then did your mom get paid for doing their little cameo?
My mom recorded, we were in Boston University. We were at Aunt Pam's graduation from Boston University.
Right.
When my mama had like 6 jingles that she was going to say. I said,
I remember.
Remember
yeah.
that? Mama had all them damn jingles. I was like, no, Ma, just it's a little Smith.
Yeah.
Like she was so upset because she had this whole rap song.
Oh, yeah.
And Aunt Pam was bebopping in the back in the background. I was like, no, it's just a jingle. It's just.
And my mom was the opposite. Like all of the words that we used were the words that my mom said.
Yes.
My mom's pretty shy. Yeah. Like in person, if she gets to know you, she's really fun and kind of comes out of her shell. But like my mom's not like. She doesn't want to be on the radio.
Yeah,
she has no interest.
My mama had a jingle rope.
Yeah.
And Aunt Fran was bebopping in the background. I was like, Mama can't put that on, Mama.
But no, they haven't been. They've been paid in
love.
In love and appreciation.
And kids. And grandkids.
Grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all my other brothers are out there doing nothing. Only one of them's really, anyway. But, they don't have any grandkids.
Yeah.
I got two.
Yeah, so man.
You're welcome. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Dave Martin said, look for a guy who knows what it is and smells like.
He did, yeah. He knows what it smells like. I'm glad you didn't look at me because I looked at you and you didn't look at me. That interview would have been ruined. When Randy grabs it, he grabs both cheeks.
Yeah, man.
Putting a house on the beach is nice, unless there's a lot of seaweed. Andy is going through his second puberty, but he's still not afraid to fight a toddler. In general studies, if you want to study generally.
Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, long silky hair, flowy. And you got to be covert with your affection if you're in the bunker household.
Yeah, they're anti. Guess what? It's not stopping. Not from this love machine.